Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of the Korea Herald podcast. 안녕하세요 여러분. 오늘도 코레드 팟캐스트에 오신 것을 환영합니다. Here with us today, our copy editor, Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, it's good to be here with you again. Seems it's,
It's been a while, yeah?
Oh yeah, it's been a long while, sure. How have you been all this time?
I mean, the weather hasn't changed. apparently, it seems very warm.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to visiting some sites this coming weekend to see the cherry blossoms.
Oh.
네, 자, 오늘은 경제부 기사를 들고 왔습니다. Sephora exits Korea after years of losses. 자, 수년간 적자 끝에 Sephora가 코리아를 나간다고 합니다. Exit 말 그대로. Sephora, do you know this store, Kevin, by any chance?
I've heard of it.
You've never actually visited the store, have you?
To tell a very quick story, when I visited the U.S. around, well, it's 2015 or 16, my partner at the time asked me for to pick up for her some Sephora Eye Clinique serum, something like that.
Okay.
And I didn't know what Sephora was, and I just went into a beauty supply store, like just a general makeup store, and I asked them if they had it, if they had the Sephora eye makeup, and they kind of laughed at me.
Oh, you thought Sephora was also a cosmetics brand.
Yeah, I thought you can just buy it at anywhere, but apparently you have to go to the actual Sephora stores.
Right? Oh. 자, 그래서 Sephora라고 Kevin은 2015년, 16년 정도에 미국에서 이제 파트너가 Sephora에서 어떤 화장품을 사달라고 해서 그때 처음 이게 뭔지 알게 됐다고 하는데요. 한국에서 아쉽게도 철수를 한다고 합니다. So let's look at the story first.
Sephora exits Korea after years of losses. French cosmetics retailer Sephora, owned by LVMH Group, on Tuesday declared its withdrawal from the Korean market following years of financial losses. With heavy hearts, we have decided to cease operations in Korea. From May 6, we will gradually wind down our presence across online platforms, mobile applications, and physical stores, ultimately withdrawing completely from the market, a social media post by Sephora Korea announced Tuesday. Sephora said that it will fulfill pending orders within 6 days from the specified date and maintain customer service operations until mid-August. The membership-based Beauty Passpoint service is to expire on May 6th. Despite the ambitious flagship opening of its first store at the Parnas Mall in Seoul's posh Gangnam neighborhood in October 2019, attracting long lines on its first day, Sephora's presence in Korea lasted less than 5 years. First, the pandemic severely affected operations in Korea, rendering the strategy of experiential stores ineffective.
Let's look at the first line. French cosmetics retailer Sephora, 프랑스 화장품 유통업체 Sephora, owned by LVMH, 자, short for Louis Vuitton, 뭐, Moët Chandon, 뭐, NSE 같은 그룹을 다 담당하는 그룹입니다. On Tuesday, declared its withdrawal. So together in this phrase, could you explain the term?
Yeah, declare has about the same meaning as announce or say. It's just kind of a bit more official, kind of affirmative.
Right.
And, you know, so in a simple way, they announced they're leaving.
Announcement of their leave. Declare 하면 뭔가 announce 하다, 선언하다, 선포하다가 되겠고요. Withdraw 하면 철수하는 거, 철회하는 거, 포기하는 게 되겠습니다. 그래서 철수를 선언했습니다. From the Korean market, 한국 시장에서 following years of financial losses, 수년간의 적자를 딛고가 되겠습니다. With heavy hearts, 자, 무거운 마음으로 we have decided to cease operations in Korea. Cease fire도 있고 cease operations도 있습니다. 네.
Right, so cease very simply means to end or to stop.
Right. End or stop, 중단하다, 뭔가 그치다가 되겠고요. From May 6th, 5월 6일부터 we will gradually wind down our presence across online platforms, blah, blah. 자, wind down 하면?
Yeah, to wind down means to, if cease means to stop, right, it's usually immediately stop. To wind down is to kind of gradually, to gradually stop by reducing and reducing and reducing until there's nothing.
Right, step by step, more of a process, right?
Right.
So to cease means to halt immediately, whereas wind down, you gradually kind of fade out. 그래서 wind down our presence across online platforms, mobile applications, and physical stores. Ultimately, 궁극적으로는 withdrawing again, 철수한다, completely from the market, 시장에서 완전히 철수할 것이라고 했습니다. Through social media post by Sephora Korea announced on Tuesday. 다음 문장 갈게요. Sephora said that it will fulfill pending orders within 6 days from the specified date. Fulfill 하다, pending order. If you are a big shopper online, mm-hmm. you might come across this word very easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fulfill pending orders, or just pending to begin with.
Right, you have pending items in your shopping cart, mm-hmm. right? You're intending to buy them, but you haven't paid for them yet. Right,
right. So it's kind of on hold.
Right, right? Or then even after you buy them, you have items that are pending delivery,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They just have not arrived yet. Yeah,
not
so
sure.
Pending not sure. is kind of, it's not finished yet.
Yeah, it's an undone process. Right. So it could be in preparation or mm-hmm. it could be just on hold. 미결에, 미확정에가 되겠고요. Fulfill 하면 동사입니다.
Satisfy.
Satisfy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the noun form of that would be fulfillment. So when we talk about it in logistics, fulfillment is just the process of, you know, delivering an item somebody's ordered. But when we talk about it in personal terms, personal fulfillment is, you know, personal satisfaction, kind of feelings of positivity about yourself and your life and so on.
Mm. Yeah, so this term has a very wide range of usage. Fulfill 하면 personal level에서는 뭔가를 satisfy 하다가 되겠고요. 우리가 쿠팡 같은데 요즘에 fulfillment center가 있죠. Same as the term logistics center. So 이런 프로세스를 다 수행하는 것을 또 fulfill 하다라고 하겠습니다. 6일 이내에 보류 중인 주문을 이행하고 and maintain customer service operations until 8월 중순까지 고객 서비스 운영을 유지할 것이라고 밝혔습니다. 멤버십 기반의 뷰티 패스 포인트라는 게 있네요. Service is to expire also on May 6th. 자, 이 서비스도 5월 6일에 만료, expire 될 예정이다라고 합니다. 네, despite the ambitious flagship opening of its first store at the Parnas Mall in Seoul's Posh 강남, 2019년 10월 서울 강남의 Posh neighborhood라고 합니다. Just by the word 강남, mm-hmm. you might have guessed what posh means.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. those words often come together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Posh, it's kind of fancy and expensive. It's a word much more often used in British English, but I think, you know, American, we've become familiar with it over the last several years.
Because posh 하면 원래 British term이라고 하는데요. 좀 우아한, 화려한, fancy한. 이런 뜻이 되겠습니다. Ambitious flagship opening 하면
So ambitious here, the adjective, ambition, the noun, right? If you're ambitious, you have kind of a lot of big ideas, big plans. There's a lot that you want to achieve and that you're trying to do.
Right, so the task or the job can be ambitious. A person can have an ambitious mind. 야심찬 오프닝을 했으나 했다고 합니다. Attracting long lines on its first day. 첫날 아주 긴 줄이 몰렸다고 하네요. 하지만 Sephora's presence in Korea lasted less than 5 years. 한국에 세포라의 진출은 5년이 채 가지 않았다고 합니다. 자, first, 첫 번째 cause로는 The pandemic severely affected operations in Korea. 팬데믹이 한국의 영업에 심각한 영향을 미쳤고요. Rendering the strategy of experiential stores ineffective. 자, render.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to render is to, I mean, basically it's just to make something, right? To affect something. Maybe you see this on your computer. You render the images, right? It shows you the images.
Mm-hmm. 자, 그래서 render 하면 make와 동의합니다. 어떤 상태게 되게 만들다, 뭔가를 하게 하다가 되겠고요. The strategy of experiential stores.
Right, yeah. I think a lot of people at the first time. If you read it quickly, you think experimental, right? So that's kind of commonly confused. Something that's experimental is not well tested. It's like something new that you're trying out. But experiential is all about getting an experience, right? Making something more satisfying or fulfilling by the experience that you get while doing it. Or in this case, just being able to try lots of different makeups, experience the different makeup looks.
Sephora as a store, just like Olive Young, tried to boost customer experience in their offline stores. Ineffective means it didn't work out well as planned. 자, 그래서 어떤 경험을 할 수 있는 매장, 체험형 매장, 이런 전략을 무력화시켰다라는 것으로 first cause가 나옵니다. Okay, so Kevin, could you read the article again for us?
Certainly. Sephora exits Korea after years of losses. French cosmetics retailer Sephora, owned by LVMH Group, on Tuesday declared its withdrawal from the Korean market following years of financial losses. With heavy hearts, we have decided to cease operations in Korea. From May 6, we will gradually wind down our presence across online platforms, mobile applications, and physical stores, ultimately withdrawing completely from the market, a social media post by Sephora Korea announced Tuesday. Sephora said that it will fulfill pending orders within 6 days from the specified date and maintain customer service operations until mid-August. The membership-based Beauty Passpoint service is to expire on May 6. Despite the ambitious flagship opening of its first store at the Parnas Mall in Seoul's posh Gangnam neighborhood in October 2019, attracting long lines on its first day, Sephora's presence in Korea lasted less than 5 years. First, the pandemic severely affected operations in Korea, rendering the strategy of experiential stores ineffective.
All right, so this wraps it up for today. Hope you enjoy today's podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.